Mayor's running late. We have over here Ranan Zeidel, Trustee Ranan Zeidel, Trustee Mark Greenberg. Joel Grunewald is absent, and the mayor is going to be here soon. Let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. First item we have is a public comment period. Do we have anyone from the public would like to speak? Yes, so I will make a motion to open the public comments. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 300. Who is the first? Please go ahead. Please state your name and address on the record.
My name is Taryn. I'm a resident of Pomona, New York.
Address, please.
31 Halley Drive.
Okay.
Okay. What happened was I just wanted to address the Vandenhende Park. They cut a hole in the fence right next to the front gate at the tennis court for the second time. I see that the town placed a camera on the other end of the tennis court, which is great. But what I would recommend is that they turn the eye of the camera towards the court, okay, so that it could record anyone trying to cut the fence on the second court, okay? I would also place another camera on the other end of the court and have the eye facing the parking lot, the front entrance, okay? Then I would create a, you know, parks rule sign that specifies the activities that wouldn't be permitted, like dog walking, scooter, bike riding, hanging on nets. Any abuse of public property or breach would result in like a $500 fine. And then that the courts are only for the residents of the town and that the premises would be under 24-hour surveillance. Okay, then I would say that once the courts are secure and you stop the vandals, I would recommend resurfacing the courts, putting new nets up, placing benches on the inside where players can sit, and small garbage cans that can attach to the fence. And then I would also, there's like an old wooden bench on the outside of the court that I would discard and replace with a new one. That's pretty much it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Just so you know, the nets were replaced last year.
Okay. Yeah. And the also the cameras. I would just place, there's one that you placed on the, that's facing towards the playground. It's like the eye of the camera's there. If that camera, you could just turn it around so that it faces towards the, like the, towards the second court, right? And then place, there's a, like if you put the camera where you had on this side onto the other side, and then have the camera placed, the eye of the camera placed towards the parking lot, the front parking lot, that would be great. And
we'll look into it.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Greetings, gentlemen. I've been watching the
just if you can
show Jordan Worth. I live at 7 Trappers Way, and over the last year, there's been a lot of amazing improvements to our parks, which is really wonderful. But it just seems like the quality of the improvements doesn't make sense. Like the basketball court, after about 3-4 months, it looked like it was 10 years old on the surface. And there's a picture on the website of the town that even shows how worn out the basketball court looks after just even a few months. So whoever did the work, maybe someone could go back and talk to them about putting paint that actually is commercially viable for traffic working the court. And then we talk about the park being done, but yet the basketball court's been broken now for 9 months on the south side. And I don't know why we're using glass at all. It makes no sense. It's not commercially viable. If a basketball can be thrown at a thing and smashed and just be destroyed, this is like the third or fourth time now. It doesn't make sense. No playground basketball courts use glass. They just don't. Even when they have the competitions in Brooklyn for, you know, 50 years, these cool basketball courts, street basketball, no one uses glass. It's completely unviable. And it's a waste of our money. You guys did a lot of work. You got good grants. You know, it should not be have to throw in the garbage. And also, there is a camera there. And if someone broke it, they should have to cover it. Because there's no accident when you have a basketball smash a piece of glass. It's not, they're not that fragile. The other thing is about 15 to 20 people I talk to want to know what the idea is of everything being paved so beautifully. So people can use the strollers and walk around and go to the park, but not the part that was the most traveled part next to the stream. That was a question that people just, they don't understand. Especially when it looks like it's paved to it in a square and stuck. So it doesn't round off toward the walkway around. And then just in the community, the level of people, the driving is insanity. I'm teaching my kid to drive, and he was past the 70 miles an hour coming down Haley. And then on the way up Haley, the car in the same travel flew through a stop sign, and almost every Saturday there's people flowing through the stop signs, and every day of the week there's people flowing through stop signs. So I don't know what research can be done to help with it, but I've almost been over 3-4 times, my kids, and we just had a kid die the other day, whether it's a helmet, whether it's car driving too fast, it's the second death. Again, it could be out of no fault of all, but if anyone's driving 15, 20 miles an hour over the speed limits of the community, it just doesn't seem right. So if you can come up with any research or ideas to help with that, it'd be really good so we're all a little more comfortable as parents. Thank you for your time. I appreciate, again, all the grants and all the improvements you've done to the town. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Any more comments from the public? Make a motion to close the public comment period. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 300. Do we have the following item is the Cultural Center report. Good day. You got the floor.
Good evening.
And we missed you last month. Go ahead. It's good.
I don't know. Set of puppet plays scheduled for Sunday, May 3rd, 2026, at 3 p.m. had a nice turnout. Puppetry was performed by Pomona resident, Barbara Pallet, with Adrian Henning assisting, and narration by Arlene and Gwen. The two shadows puppet cocktail include a Polish cocktail for It Could Be Worse, or The House That Was Too Small, which teaches the lesson to be thankful for what we have. The second was Native American cocktail for the woman who fell from the sky. Grayson story from the Cree Nation. The final performance was Peter and the Wolf. The spring concert scheduled for Saturday, May 23rd, at 7 p.m. features the band No Scott for Tonto. The concert had a great turnout. Musicians include Patrick Stanfield, John of Hamburger, Dave McMillan, Adam Cabot, and special guest performer Lori Sigal. The event was open for live attendance and was streamed live through the home.com. Refreshment was served. Thank you to Dr. Master Arthur for his assistance with the live streaming. The summer exhibition titled Quiet Beauty and Beyond is scheduled to open June 14 with the opening reception scheduled for June 28. From 4 to 7 p.m. Scheduled from June 21st due to Father's Day. Participating artists include Adele Goldstein, sculpture, Terror Wall painting, and Rick Paul photography. The live music performance will feature Johnny Wall keyboard and John Rasmussen silver flute. Live refreshment will be served. The event will be open for live attendance and will be streamlined via YouTube. The summer concert is scheduled for August 1st at 7:30 p.m. proposed budget for the event is $800 for the musician and $150 for refreshments. I would like to the mayor here, the mayor, the mayor and the board, would like to approve the amount of $950 for the summer concert.
Mr. Lass?
Make a motion to approve the $800 for musician and $150 for refreshment for the summer concert. Do you have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zeidel.
Any questions? What? Any questions? There's nothing. All in favor?
Aye.
Passes.
Four.
And one absent. Thank you. Good day.
Thank you.
Okay. We are now.
Mr. Mayor, please have to leave because the World Cup.
Enjoy the game. Good day.
And
enjoy all the games, I should say. Okay. We are up to the minutes. The minutes from April 27, 2026.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting of May 18, 2026.
Seconded by Mr. Zeidel. If there's any corrections, insertions, deletions, hearing none, all in favor?
But we also have one second.
That's right.
It has to be fixed, the date.
Yeah, it's April 27.
The date is wrong. May 18th, it says April
27th. Okay, so one correction. With that in mind, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So, again, one correction as far as the date line. Thank you. Let's move on. Approval of Treasury report. Mr. Zeidel, you want to do the honors?
Sure.
Thank you.
May 19, 2026, I set forth in the payroll the amounts of $11,061.90 and $11,035.30, respectively. I hereby submit for approval subject to the individual orders by the Board of Trustees, seconded by...
Second.
By Mr. Lasker. Any questions?
The motion carried.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye. Passes four with one absent. Thank you, Mr. Zeidel. Okay, we're up to... item 8, updating the village schedule and fees. This has been something I've been discussing for a while. So this has been something we've been discussing for a while in meetings. At this point, the fee schedule has been... We all had an opportunity to look at the update.
Basically, Mayor, it's just updating the escrow based on the fact that the costs have gone up. So we just need to collect higher escrow, and as suggested by our village attorney, that we should update the schedule of fees. So I'll make a motion, if I may, to approve the schedule of fees.
One second. Mr. Greenberg wants to take a last look.
I think you have the wrong resolution. We have two resolutions here. The trustee report, this one was for May 15th, and this one is for June 12th.
One second.
What?
Okay. We didn't do it last month?
I don't know.
Maybe we didn't.
One second.
Let's check.
No, what happened was, let's see what it is. One second. Basically,
there's two reports.
There's two reports. There was
correct.
The end of the year.
Okay. Yeah.
But
there's May and June. Yes. Two different ones.
Okay.
Is this
No. It's two different resolutions.
No, but one second. Where's the second one?
I have it on June 12th for $51,000.
Okay, so make another motion then. We gotta make another motion.
I, Trustee Mark Greer, move the resolution that the payment of general funds claims totaling $51,812.74 set forth on page 3 in the monthly abstract listing dated June 1st through June 17th, 2026, estimate is hereby approved, subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. The payrolls of June 12th, 2026, as set forth in the payroll in the amount of $12,676.61 is hereby submitted for approval, subject to the individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Can I get a second?
Second by
Trustee Sardell.
Any questions?
Any questions?
Yeah, there is still one that needs to be fixed. Moshe, the ZP consultant was supposed to be removed. Why is it combined?
He told me to do a voucher for both of the...
He said to do both?
Yeah.
Even before it's the end of the month?
Yeah.
Okay, so no problem.
So, hearing...
Any question? Any other questions?
No.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Resolution passes 4-0.
Okay. So let's go back to the fee schedule. We get motion. Mr. Lasker, you want to do the motion?
Yeah, the fee schedule. I'll make a motion to approve the fee schedule of 6/22/2026, where it raises the amount that is being collected for escrow. Obviously, any escrow that comes in extra, the person gets back at the end when he finishes his permit. So, I'll make a motion to...
Seconded by?
One second, I'll restart the motion. I'll make a motion to adopt the updated fees and schedule dated 6/22/2026.
Seconded by?
A second.
Mr. Greenberg. Just as a point of discussion, to clarify, the rise in the escrow is simply due to the rise of costs, and previous sums simply didn't cover enough, didn't go as far as they used to. As far as the initial proceedings. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 4.
Zero.
1 absent. Okay, anything for old business? Anything for building and maintenance? I guess we'll go to trustee period. Mr. Zeidel, the floor is yours. Mark?
Not good.
Mr. Lasker, floor is yours.
Yeah, I'm good for this one.
Okay, this is unusual. Office period, please. Okay, this is Mr. Nugent?
I have nothing.
Okay, this is the first in forever.
I can make something up.
I would appreciate it. Okay, anything for executive session? Anything concerning personnel legal?
I don't have anything there.
Nothing?
No.
Okay. So in that case, I guess we'll take a motion to adjourn. Mr. Greenberg, seconded by Mr. Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. It is quite early. Okay. This is... Thank you. We're adjourned 7:51.
Thank you.
Thank you. Everybody on the board looked and signed on the vouchers?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a very good. Thank you for handling it.
Seen
it
grow.
It done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What was the...
Look at Scenic Road for paving.
Scenic Road for paving.
Yeah, and Martin says it's on the list.
It's on the list?
I just texted him. He says he resent the email of... Let me check. He resent the email, but I don't see it yet. I'm going to check it, and I will let you know. But the question is not about that. The question is... If the asphalt pricing is going to be crazy because of the war in Iran, so it may be worth it besides the emergency roads. If it's a bad road, we're going to fix it. But the big roads that should wait another year, the cost is very high because of the war.
My understanding is a bad road. It's a lot of...
Could you drive it over again? Can you go
on
look at it again. He's going to go check it out again, but I want to make sure that if it's factored really bad, even if it's expensive, we'll do it. You know what I'm saying?
It's also bad for... if there's cracks in the road, because it's a hill, kids speed down.
I know, but that happens in a lot of places.
Is
on the hill.
The best place
is a lot of
and he says the wall is potholes. Somebody threw rocks at it.
Yeah, for sure. The basketball court.
You don't have to answer.
Brian, how are you? Good. How are you all?
Good. Fantastic.
Sandy Cole wanted to put glass court. So he bought it and he put it up. We got as a replacement. We have to put it up. Glass. He wanted glass,
but he didn't. It's broken.
He has another one that has to be put up.
Okay.
He was planning on going to camp. So he asked me to keep glass. I said, send me, I have no problem. So he's very happy to.
But he's not doing anything. No, I understand. That's fixed, you know.
No,
so
it's not really.
You guys don't have any.
Okay.
It's not my money. Moish, we need to sign.
Get all the food.
Renan signed.
Oh, what's going on?